The Sex Ed with Tim podcast is recorded on the traditional territory of many nations, including the Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples, and is now home to many diverse First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people. We acknowledge that Toronto is covered by Treaty 13, signed with the Mississaugas of the Credit, and the Williams Treaty, signed with multiple Mississaugas and Chippewa bands.
You're listening to Sex Ed with Tim.
I'm going to spend the whole recording trying to recreate the tongue pop, and it's just going to be me being like,
it was really loud. That tongue pop, it was like drag race worthy.
It's because it was my teeth.
Oh, I can't even do it.
I'm gonna get it.
No, you will before the end of this podcast.
I don't even know how the fuck did I. It was the loudest thing that's ever come out of my mouth, and it was a complete accident.
And I've had some very loud things come out of my mouth.
Wait.
Okay.
What?
Like.
Oh right, I was trying to make it sexy. I was like,
oh no,
it's a loud penis. A vomit?
I mean, a penis can be like very in your face, very loud and aggressive. Like, it's very like in your face, you know? It's staring at you with that one singular
word you're looking for.
Ugly, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
All penises are.
Like, it's just.
It's
just like the worst looking. You have a giant penis behind you.
Two, actually. Two big penises. Yes, they're huge body pillows, both modeled after my body, actually.
I was so worried that they were dildos.
Why would you be worried?
I would believe it.
I mean,
are you kidding me? How you'd have to have like no lower body organs to get those inside of you.
I would need to be
you'd have to be gutless.
Yeah, just like skin, no skeleton, no internal organs, just like a glove.
Not just an emotional husk, but also
a physical husk. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my god! I am every serial killer's dream.
This whole puppet thing.
Yeah. Took a while because you know
because they're so fuckable or
no because like that joke of like you know where serial killers just want to skin you alive and like just you know am I reaching too much of a niche joke here or is that very Jack the Ripper reference or am I yeah I'm getting the wrong audience here then.
I've never wanted to skin someone but I'm also not a serial killer so I can't really
yeah I'm glad you're not.
Or am I? If I actually do, I'm not even going to joke about that because with the clown thing, if I go down that route, people will latch onto it and I will just
I guess fucking, someone can say that you have
the... I'll get hate mail, man. I'll get canceled.
Some may say that you have the it factor. Did that land? Okay.
Phew. Yeah, that
landed.
Good job.
Amazing. Pennywise, for your thoughts?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. The bar's pretty low. Like, I'm a fan of a dad joke, so.
Oh, if you're ready for a dad joke.
Really, like, sexy to me about dad jokes?
Here, let me give you one right now. Let me come like, into
this. It's hot.
It's hot. But let me see if this dad joke can work for you. Give me 1 second. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sex Ed with Tim podcast. I'm your host, Tim, certified sex educator, your local chaotic homosexual. And what do a clown and a porn star have in common? They both know how to juggle some balls. Yes? No? Yeah?
I like it. It was good.
No, it wasn't. That's kind of
my
pitiful.
Fetish for dad jokes is just like no, but I like it.
Fair.
I love that I just started talking before you had a chance to introduce the podcast.
Anyways, to my chlamydiates out there listening right now. Oh yeah, Varney, my chlamydiates are my fans.
I love that.
Yeah. they're
I had a chlamydia scare recently.
Oh no, what happened?
My friend had chlamydia.
I thought it was going to be a more climactic story. Wow. No.
Well, he climaxed onto me. And okay. So I was very annoyed to find out that he had chlamydia, but I didn't. So.
Oh, good job. Oh, well, quite a somewhat literal bullet dodged. Phew. That is very fortunate.
A load bullet.
Yeah, exactly. A loaded bullet.
Mm. Yeah, but it happens. Do you know what? I also just dodged crabs because my partner got crabs, which is very shocking when you understand the dynamic between us, where he is this like vanilla person who doesn't like.
What?
Yeah, man. He got crabs.
Oh, no.
And I just thought it was hilarious. Yeah, and I never got it.
That is a miracle. You are like the Neo of the Matrix with STIs, just like,
honestly, bending I'm like backwards. Just I mean, they're like, people are throwing them at me and I'm just like, nah. Yeah.
Syphilis, gonorrhea, HPV, attack. And then
I don't like what you're doing. I don't like this. Stop throwing syphilis at me.
Quite literally throwing a syphilis at you. A syphilis? A chlamydia?
A syphilis.
Yeah.
Syphilis is quite gnarly, though.
It is. You
chlamydia
don't want
and crabs, that's like...
That's okay. I mean, it's a nuisance. But syphilis is the one that you don't want. Even though it's like, if you can treat it early, but, you know, try not to get it. think about it, syphilis is kind of a pretty name.
Try not
name.
To get... Syphilis? Don't even... Wow.
Wouldn't that be a great drag name?
I've never even thought about that.
Yeah. I actually
For syphilis?
I hooked up with this guy 7 years ago, and I asked him what his drag name would be if he ever did drag. And he said sis, like sister, sis Phyllis. Yeah.
That's a bit of a mouthful.
Little. Sisphilis. Yeah, Sisphilis. I like my drag name better. My drag name is Ava Gina.
Yeah, Ava Gina. I remember Ava Gina.
Yeah.
I remember that about you. Have...
I love how that's the thing that you remember about me.
Like, I don't, you know, not a lot. The decaying brain matter that, like, it's all just clanging cymbals in my head. So, like, it's good that I got something.
Same here, Varney. I've got, like, zero brain folds. Everything just slides right off. It's so smooth.
Well, I play it off because I'm like, haha, I'm a clown. But, you know, it is just, like, I'm getting stupider every day.
Me too.
Fuck.
Well, you brought up clown. I brought up a clown dad joke. How about we like do a proper introduction? Because I just did my opening. Anyways, my dear chlamydiates, we've been gabbing for quite some time without introducing my guest properly. Like, what am I? I've only done this for 4 years.
Hey, this is the chaos episode.
It is. Just like clowns and their tiny little cars and pies in your face and all right, so sorry, I'm losing my mind here.
I'm furiously typing things as I remember them because I will forget. That's not going to be like a noise problem, is it?
No, it won't. I can always isolate that. Go. My dearest chlamydiates, I have with me here a fetish clown artiste, a pornographer, a performer. He's also the host of the Big Top podcast. I have with me Barney, aka the Muckle Stoder, here on the show today, calling all the way from across the pond. Barney. Oh. Wow.
That was guttural. Yeah. Nice.
That was like phlegm in there.
Ooh, yummy.
Oh, delicious. Well,
I don't have a phlegm kink yet, but...
Yet. The day is young. We could develop that by the end of the show.
I did have somebody who wanted to cover me in snot.
Oh, fun. How was that?
I declined. But I could see myself... listen, I'm opening myself up to the possibility of everything now. Like,
quite literally opening yourself up?
Quite literally opening myself up. Like, gaping.
Yeah. Wow, you're cavernous.
Yeah, like a sea sponge, you know, cavernous on the inside, but soft and holy.
Kind of like the TARDIS, if you think about it. Just lots of space in there.
Yeah, kind of. Hmm. Lots of, like, physical space, very little emotional space.
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that with my therapist if he ever decides to see me again. I think I may have traumatized him too much.
Oh, but that's how you know you've done a good job.
Yeah, when I put a therapist out of business.
Listen. Therapists have to have a therapist. So they're offloading that. That's someone else's problem. The trauma just goes in a cycle. They offload it, and then that therapist, it's fine.
Yeah, it's recycling. We're saving the planet by trauma dumping on each other.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, could be. I'm probably not, but...
Maybe. It's not. I mean, hey, it doesn't have any carbon footprint whatsoever.
Hey, also, like, healthier people make healthier choices.
It kind of. If I trauma dump,
like recycling.
Speaking of trauma dumping, did you see what Elmo from Sesame Street did on the internet not too long ago?
No, but I saw that there's somebody who. Like, despises him.
Really? Who hates on Elmo, a 3.5-year-old
monster?
There's
some right-wing nut in the US who's like, who despises him and keeps, like, making these Twitter posts, like, vehemently, like, calling him, like, a pedophile. It's really weird. Because it seems very serious.
And a 3.5-year-old monster is a pedo.
Honestly. Very confusing.
But anyways, what Elmo
maybe
did...
that was a dream I had. Who knows?
When your dreams and your reality start to blur together, they're all just like the same plane of existence.
Dude, I think I'm getting old because I started having dreams that I wake up, like, I don't remember if that happened or not.
Mm.
And so I have to be like, a week later, I'm like, did that fucking happen or was that a dream?
My therapist recently told me that I, like, am gaslighting myself into thinking that things have happened. So I'm like, that's great. That's just fun. I mean, it's kind of like a very pick your own adventure type of life. But
right. But are you deluding yourself into thinking your life is better than it is? Or are you, like, tricking yourself into being like, this was terrible?
I'm deluding myself into thinking the worst of the smallest things. Like, when I leave the house, I have made myself go crazy in thinking that, did I leave the stove on? Oh my God, I think I did. And I'm already like an hour's drive away from the house. And I'm like, fuck.
Do you know what though? By then, it's too late.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about it. Who cares? Yeah. It's a plane crash. I don't understand this thing about plane crashes specifically. Like, I understand being afraid of flying if it's like not something you're used to or like conceptually it's weird. But the idea that you're afraid of turbulence because you're afraid the plane is going to crash, to me, is really silly, because it's like, and what are you going to do about it? Like, yeah, just like,
just accept your fate.
I'd be in the back of the plane like, woohoo, you know. Yeah. Like, it's at that, you know what, you'll die doing something cool. I don't know.
Because, like, maybe. Guess what, once you die in a plane crash, you no longer have to do your taxes. Bright side.
Oh, that's the most American thing you could have said. Death is free from taxes. God damn.
You no longer have to vote. You no longer have to engage in political discourse. You don't have to do anything when you're dead.
All of these things are true. You don't have to do anything when you're dead. But I always say work when you're dead, because it's like, life is to be enjoyed.
Mm.
Fuck that. Yeah. Do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or not.
Live life to the fullest until
Do you ever think about how you would like to die?
Ooh, Yes, I have thought about that. And I've always thought that it would be great if I could die mid-orgasm.
Oh.
Yeah, that way I can come and go.
Oh, I'm such an easy target. I'm such a child. I'm like, see, I want more theater to it. Like, I want full decapitation in front of, like, a
really?
Crowd of people.
Like, via guillotine?
Absolutely. No.
Oh.
I don't want to be on the wrong side of the revolution. No, I'm talking, like, Final Destination 3 style. Like, I'm thinking, like, or end of Final Destination 1, actually. Big sign falls down, slices the head off.
Right.
In blood Paris. Everywhere, traumatize a bunch of children, you know, like, just...
Yeah,
for life, if we're lucky, you know, just like really, really gory. I will be remembered for something cool, even if it was tragic. You know what I mean?
That is.
And I don't know. I don't even know what happened. It's like, oh.
That would be a beautiful way to die because it's so like histrionic and very showy.
And so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what I'm going for is the theater. The only thing is if I end up with a really, really mangled corpse, then we can't really donate
your internal organs to science.
I don't know how good they are, but like, at least to be a cadaver, you know, let some medical students make penis jokes while they cut into me.
What's a penis joke that a medical student can do? It's like, hey, look at this huge cock over here, and then makes a chicken out of your body and like a balloon animal.
If a medical student is capable of rearranging my internal organs to look like a chicken, that person needs to leave medical school immediately and go join the circus because that is incredible. Those are skills that need to be like monetized.
Hey,
surgery?
No. Circus? That's where the money's at.
Circus. Circusry. That's what you need.
You know, I love how we totally derailed and you were able to bring it back to the clown. Kind of like
totally deliberate. of course that's what I was trying to do.
You're driving the vehicle of my podcast now, so
I'm driving the clown car, which
the
means
clown
like,
car
where honk, we honk. End up, dude. My horn, okay, this is very serious, don't laugh. My clown horn just broke and I'm very upset about it because it was brand new. And of course, no. I have another one. Don't worry about that. But very annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm laughing internally.
My Yelp review for this. Well, I told you not to laugh, so that's very inappropriate.
Sorry.
It was at an event and it just stopped honking. And then some guy was like, huh, let me see if I can fix it. Took it apart and then was like, oh, I can't put it back together.
No! Oh, we should hold a funeral for
it.
It
was already broken.
Oh.
I want to see if it's fixable and or just write them a strongly worded review.
It's no longer horny.
It's no longer horny. And how will people know that I'm horny if I don't have my horn?
Yeah,
too?
That...
Also, sorry, this is like a proper bugle one that's like considerably louder than my other one. Mm. This to me is like the epitome of sexy. So I've been trying to get the right kind of horn and I found it and it is actually made for like a bike. So if this thing stopped honking and I was using it for a bike, that would be kind of dangerous.
Yeah, you might as well die. You know,
why I not? Might as well die.
Yeah.
So...
You're just
that's
asking to get hit by a car.
Yeah, I mean, like, so that's stupid.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask what exactly about that is so sexy, because clown fetishing and, like, clown porn and all that is so niche, and I want to know more about that.
Okay, here's the thing. It is and it isn't, because when I had you on my podcast, I just kind of started it, and I was... still relatively new in the scene, whatever. But I was already marveled at how many people were coming out the woodwork, like, wanting to clown around. It has been nonstop, and it is a constant of, like, really shy people being like, hey, I'm actually really into that. Can we meet up? And I'm like, yeah, totally. But you know what else? There's three people, like, in your general vicinity who are all into this. Can you please go meet each other as well? Because, like... just no one's talking about it. And the people who are already into it, they're a smaller demographic. The people who have gotten into it or like it for some other reason or have found, you know, something they like about it is like every other fucking person that I, it's crazy. Like to me, how much it's growing. So like last year at Manchester Rubber Weekend, we did like a clown takeover. I was there in my rubber clown suit and there's a bunch of guys who wanted to clown up with me. And I was like, hey, I mean, we could all just go out on the town like this. I can do everybody's like makeup quickly and whatever. I've got, you know, tons of noses and gear and stuff. And then somebody else is like, oh shit, can I join you guys? Oh, can I join you guys? There's a few people who couldn't make it in the end. And there was still like a posse of us that like swarmed on the event. And everyone was talking about it. Like, who the fuck are these clowns? But it was just cool. It was like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like Folsom this year is going to be the year of the clown. Maybe not this year. Maybe by next year. Maybe by next year.
So clowns are very much becoming commonplace then?
I don't know. I kind of think of it as like when there was a time where pup play was, you know, more of a niche thing. And then somebody just made it cool. And I think it was also the mass producing of these hoods because it's that's very handy for like hiding your face. But then it became diaper fetishes. Yeah. Like everybody is and crime. Everybody's into diapers. Everybody. And like even the people that you don't think are into diapers are like have probably at least tried it or are like, oh yeah, that's cool or that's fine or whatever, or like something about it. And it was funny to me at Folsom Berlin, last time I was there. All of a sudden, it's like diaper city. Everybody was in diapers and loads of people were like, wow, maybe I'll do that next year. So I don't know. I feel like these things, until somebody makes it okay, we just, the things that we think are quote unquote weird or taboo are just the things that we don't see. And so, listen, I thought I was the weirdest, strangest person in the world. I thought this was the worst part of me as a person. I thought this was like a really, really embarrassing thing that I just needed to somehow try and get rid of. And I mean, look, that doesn't work and it doesn't happen. And you can live your life that way, or you can just be like, actually, this is fine. Because as soon as I started like being open about it, A, my biggest fear being blackmailed. Yes, I used to be an actor, which, you know, I really thought like, oh, someone's going to blackmail me.
You're just
but there was just
famous.
Really an excuse for me to. Well, no, it was just like, what if I was one day? It was like I wouldn't want somebody to be able to just sort of ruin me. And then I was like, do you know what? Nobody could really do that if I owned it. And actually, they would be the bad guy because what the fuck? Mm. And it doesn't. It just doesn't matter. Like I told myself it mattered. And then as soon as I was like, do you know what? This is okay. And it took a long time. Like, I used to be so shy about this. The idea of me going out in public is like, that was crazy to me.
In full clown regalia?
Full clown. Like, that to me is like the most mortifying thing I could have thought of. Mm. Now I don't mind at all. Now I'm like, I talk about it openly. I'm on a real mission to normalize clowning in kink and just to show people that it's okay to accept your weird self and be your weird self, because everybody's weird in some way. And look, I spent way too much of my life thinking otherwise. And it's a waste of time. Like I'm so much happier now that I've accepted this thing about myself. And the only thing that people have ever had to say about it is, oh, cool. That's interesting. Or, oh, wow. Oh yeah. I can kind of see that. Or, oh, me too. Very few people have ever had a negative reaction. And the negative reaction, even if it is thinking it's kind of weird, then they move on. Like, nobody cares about your kink as much as you do. It's very narcissistic of me to think that there are people who want to blackmail me.
I know. What I'm a gargantuan sized ego for you to be like, oh, what if somebody tries to expose me? I'm going to get canceled. Oh, no.
It's the same way I think I'm going to get murdered. And it's like, it's just not in the cards for me.
To get murdered?
I'm very terrified of getting murdered.
I mean, that is a very unique fear, to be terrified of getting murdered. Unique to you.
Listen, I think every woman, do you know what? Every queer person, do you know what? Everyone's afraid of getting murdered. What are you talking about?
That's what I was trying to get at.
Oh, right.
I was trying to be facetious in that like, oh, you're so unique in your fear of getting murdered.
That's embarrassing because, like, Brits are supposed to detect sarcasm at all times.
Yeah.
And Americans never. So
yeah, you are.
Should I jump out the window now?
Yeah, probably. You're doing your country a disservice. His Majesty.
Listen,
is
I'm barely from here. Barely from here. Born and raised, yes, but barely from here.
Culturally, you're somewhere else.
Culturally, yeah. Because I grew up with like weird mixed like household of like cultural nonsense. And like nobody lives here except me. And like my whole family. Like it's just.
I love
that. I don't
know
why I'm still here.
I hate it here.
And also, like, we left the EU, which is, like, so... I mean, not still part of the EU. But, like, we left the EU, so, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What's the point? There's nothing... Oh, stupid nationalism, which is, like...
Of course.
Which essentially boils down to this country, like, clinging on to the remnants of this pretend empire.
Mm.
Which just doesn't exist anymore.
They're still holding on to what they think is their identity. Please do not let me leave my colonialism mindset.
Right. That is the identity. That and the giant money laundering scam that is the City of London and, and its subsidiaries in Guernsey and Jersey.
The entire city is just one huge pyramid scheme.
Kind of. Although I think they would call it a reverse funnel system.
Reverse funnel system.
An upside down.
Yeah. Just a fancier way to say pyramid, which is so typically Brit. You're trying to reclaim something that wasn't yours.
Who, this? Oh, yes, for the Queen. We'll take one of those.
Did you watch that Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse? It's like, here's some traffic, here's some more traffic, and here's a museum where all the British stole from us.
Yep.
It was great.
The Queen must have another jewel in her crown. We'll take this one. Queen's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Queen's dead.
I forgot about Queen's that. Dead. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Later, Liz.
Just no one. All right, Jesus. That's my monarch. It's my monarch, actually.
Make fun of your own. Actually, you know what? I'm from Canada. We still follow the Queen. It's technically.
That's
like,
your Queen, too.
Yeah, I know.
Love that we haven't changed any of the currency. Like, her face is on everything, and we most likely will not because everyone's just waiting for Charles to die.
That's so funny. Yeah. Oh. I'm waiting for Diana to come back. I know she's not dead.
From the dead?
No, she's not dead. She's off vacationing at Turks and Caicos or something. I just know it, okay?
No, she's dead. No, she's fully dead.
No, don't lie to me, Barney. I need Diana to come back.
She's dead. She died before I was born.
No!
She's dead.
Please.
She's dead.
Stop lying to me.
Who else is dead? Let's not play who else is dead.
Is this how I find out? They've recently discovered
that Diana
parts of Amelia Earhart's.
Oh, do you know about that? You know they found
Amelia
her?
Amelia Earhart? Her plane or something. Yeah. What?
No, they found her.
Amazing. Her actual. Yeah. Oh my God.
They found her body. What? Not recently. They found it almost immediately, like the first, like, search, they found her body. Her body was misidentified as a male remains.
Of course. Always putting down women, even when they're dead.
Like some idiot was like, oh, this is a man skeleton. You know, because you can always tell.
Of course, and right?
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Oh my God, what are they even implying?
Diana died after I was born.
No. I can't believe I'm finding out about her death like this.
97?
Oh, yeah. Wow. 97. Wow. 97.
Okay, so
sure.
I was born.
I was only 4 years old at that time then. Huh? Ugh.
Oh, my God. You're so old.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, no, she died.
Oh my God.
That's Princess of Wales, yeah, dead.
But she was so good. She was amazing. She was my only favorite member of the royal family. She cared about HIV and AIDS, and she cared about the children. I love her. I want her back.
I mean, maybe. Maybe.
I'm going to Frankenstein a Diana sometime. Just put
if
together.
You yeah. discover the like secret to life, like Victor Frankenstein, and you are capable of reanimating corpses, I'm going to need you to share that information.
I will
need you to share that technology with me.
I will. One day, I find the elixir of life, the fountain of youth, to reanimate the dead.
Although, actually, I don't care. Actually, that's of no use to me. That doesn't help me live forever. Nah, never mind. I don't want other dead people. No, they had their... But goodbye.
They had their time.
They're done.
They had their time. They're good.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Yes!
What's up, all you sick fucking perverts? Don't you just love love? The Love Shop has everything you need to feel the love in the air, or in between your legs, wherever you want, really. They've got everything from vibrators, lubes, lingerie, and even full-sized sex dolls. Well, I guess love really does come in all shapes and sizes. Visit loveshop.ca/sexedwithtim and use code sexedwithtim at checkout for 15% off the whole store. And the best part is that they ship all over Canada, US, and what? Ireland? To all my whores in Dublin, top of the morning to ya. That's loveshop.ca/sexedwithtim and check out code sexedwithtim for 15% off the entire store. Now get to fucking. Do you like feeling sexy and looking sexy? Of course you do. Only my listeners are sexy as fuck. I have partnered with fetishwear designer Dale Kuda to bring you the hottest deals on custom jockstraps, harnesses, hats, and more. Head over to DaleKuda.com, that's DaleKuda.com, and use code SEXEDWITHTIM at checkout for 25% off the entire store. Yeah, you heard me, 25% off, and cherry on top, free shipping, oh my god. I have a few of the stuff that he has made for me, and girl, I'm wearing it right now. I'm wearing like a little jock strap so that I could easily just like slip a little butt plug or dildo every now and then here and there, and I'm on the train, I'm just like, thank you, Dale. That's DaleKuda.com with the code SEXEDWITHTIM for 25% off your entire purchase with free shipping. With a deal like that, I swear I could come buckets, honey.
The show is about to begin.
Yes. Is this what did you want to talk to me about?
I know. I tried to get you on to talk about clown sex, and then we totally like. You
because
know,
it's impossible to get me to. Well, you did dad jokes, and I did want to come on and say on the record that dad jokes are hot, because there's something really hot about, like, I don't know. It's kind of that thing of, like, someone posted something, and it was they took this great picture from, like, a low angle, and they're all just sort of, like, moustache-y and they look confused, and the caption was like, "Hey kid, you got some games on your phone?" And that was really hot to me, and I don't know why.
Here's another
like
dad
out
joke
of touch
for
dad.
You. Let me give you another dad joke. What has five toes and isn't your foot?
Your foot.
My foot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Did that get you like tingles in the jingles? Kinda.
No, I think you ruined my fetish, so.
Great. I was able. Exact opposite of what I was trying to do.
Dude, like, I'm excited because this year is kind of like, I'm really focusing on, well, I don't want to, oh my God, I'm talking like I've got like crazy exciting things coming up. But I do have some exciting things coming up. I'm going to be filming some clown porn this year, and I'm very excited because I think more people need to see it. Also, I just did a calendar shoot in Berlin, which will be coming out soon, which is like, I'm in all the, I'm on every month as a clown, which is fun. And like, I'm glad that people will get to see the side of things. Because as far as I'm, like, where this came from, I don't fucking know. I could really like psychoanalyze myself. I think I was scared of clowns as a kid. And then in my sexual development, that just kind of became my sexuality. But that is like my whole sexuality. Like, I would say that I'm clown sexual because there is nothing interesting to me about like nudity or bodies or genitalia or sex acts or anything like that. Like, that's all like whatever. Couldn't care.
Let's go with like the Latin root. So it would be like couro. Like, you know how people are like couro.
Courophilia. Yeah, yeah. That's literally what it. Yeah. That's literally what it is called.
You're a courosexual.
I guess. Yeah. Which is kind of cool. Because I kind of see myself as like maybe a bit of a, I don't know. I don't like to try and describe my sexuality because I always kind of come up empty and I always feel like I'm doing it for other people's benefit. I feel like demisexual, there's vibes, there's aromantic vibes, but I don't know. Like, I just clowns, man. Like, just clowns. There's just something so sexy to me about the big red nose, big shoes, and like bulbous proportions, silliness, colorfulness, and all of this stuff. Like, it sounds so ridiculous until you realize like sex is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, getting aroused is silly and stupid. And like the core of it, this quote unquote normal sexuality where it's like, you know, you're just into what you would do to like mate or breed or whatever, is like, you're putting weird things in funny places. None of this is serious. So I really love being able to have sex where like you can't do it wrong. There's no way to be too silly or make a, you know, you're not going to put me off by being silly and funny. Like, we can laugh through it. Things can go wrong. It kind of just takes the pressure off and opens up a lot of doors. And I think that's why it's inviting to a lot of kinksters, actually, because a lot of people are like, oh, that's a really fun way to look at things. Like, I don't need to worry about taking myself seriously. And it leads into so many different things. There's humiliation, transformation, inflation. And then there's so many different elements to it. I really like combining like fart play because it's, you can. Pies in the face. People love that anyway.
Ooh, cream pie.
And like some people just really like makeup, stuff like that. Some people really like the idea of identity wiping. Also, I think it's really, really similar to pup play because I always saw the puppies as like the cool kids of kink. I thought that they were like
the cool kids.
Is that you just rattling off?
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I've got so many like silly string, cream cannon that, you know, there's endless puns and squirting flowers and seltzer bottles and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But pup play to me was this like cool kind of like take yourself seriously thing. And when I was younger, that was like the, you know, fetish. And so I never really got into it. And I thought, you know, the headspace is kind of feels a bit awkward, feels a bit like we're doing a drama exercise. And it wasn't until I kind of came full circle with like accepting the clown thing that I then was like, hang on. So pup play is basically just
drag.
Put on a, well, yeah, it's, I guess, the same as drag. You put on a hood, you put on bright colors, you act silly and dumb and you do stupid tricks and you have fun and you enjoy the pleasure seeking kind of activities of like getting scritches and cuddles and belly time and whatever else. And I'm like, that's just what I do with a red nose. Like, that is literally,
you also clowning. Get scratches it's as a clown
dressing up and being silly.
Yeah.
Belly I get rubs. Nose honks. I get nose boops. just like the puppies do. Yeah, a lot of people go for the nose.
Aww.
A lot of people go for the nose. Ask for consent on the nose, guys. Because sometimes, you know, like just grabbing someone's face and squeezing it, like, you know, that hurts. But also, I tend to wear like quite expensive professional clown noses. And depending on the nose, you can either damage it or you can rip it off my face. So careful with squeaking the nose.
Yeah.
It's normally fine, but like just ask. Because there have been some times where people, like if it's glued on and someone grabs it and thinks it's going to honk and it like, you know, or if it's like a septum one and they like pull it out and like you can damage it because it's rubber.
Anyway. Oh my God. A septum. No. Oh.
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like these are, no, it's cool. Oh God, I can get one if you want.
That just, it seems painful if it's like attached to the septum.
No. Oh no, it just plops out.
Still.
Ugh. It's just like a, like, and putting my fingers in my nose. It's just like that. Because okay. So basically the main thing is using like spirit gum. That's what like professional clowns have been using for ages. Because string, I've never liked that. That looks bad. But that's kind of a whole hassle, like gluing something to your face. And so this dude, I'm going to, now I'm just going to plug Red Nose Factory. He, cool dude who basically innovated. He created these latex noses, which, you know, look better and they're a lot more malleable, but they have little septum attachments. So you can just pop them on and pop them off. And that way you can take it off, sneeze, put it back on. You don't have to live with it all day. You don't have to have the hassle of like glue and spirit gum and stuff. And a lot of professional clients use those now. So yeah, those are really, really cool.
Ooh. And you said they're expensive and those are the ones because they're professional quality.
This is the other thing. It doesn't have to be expensive. Yes, like high quality, like clown shoes and costumes and makeup and noses. These are expensive things because it's also an art form and a business. But it doesn't have to be. I personally find like cheap Halloween costumes really sexy. There's something, I think for me, like the whole essence of the clown is what's sexy. So when people don't mind being silly or looking silly, like as a child, that was mortifying to me. I never wanted to be embarrassed. And so it kind of became sexy to me. And the people that I idolized or that I thought were attractive were always like the class clowns. It was always the people who
had a sense of humor.
Not like, you know, malicious, but yeah, just had a sense of humor and didn't mind being kind of like silly. So I always wanted to be like that. Yeah. And just, you know, not minding that people were kind of laughing at them, not minding being the butt of the joke, like doing stupid stuff to try and get people to laugh. That kind of thing is very sexy to me because I guess it shows a level of confidence. Like if you don't mind wearing a big red nose, I find that's really sexy. If you like, let me put a nose on you. I'm like, oh, this person's cool.
Let me just come on your nose right now. Ugh.
Dude, honestly, fuck. It's oh my God. So that's my favorite. That's to me is the sexiest thing is the nose. It's like,
oh, to come on a big red nose.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
That was very like honking.
Paint your face. Sound of you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Honk, honk.
Uh-huh. I wish I had my fucking horn, but it's broken.
No. How are we going to know you're horny? Yeah.
I know. I'm just going to have to go honk.
Honk, honk. That's the mating call of the clown sexuals. Honk, honk.
That is kind of my mating call, yeah.
Do you actually go to, to your partner and be like, hey, partner, honk, honk?
Do you know what's so funny is he thinks that clowning is not that weird. And it took me, get this, it took me 5 years to
announce
to him, 5 fucking years.
Wow.
Of like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, you know, the sex was not happening. And he was like, you know, I don't want to even approach the question of opening the relationship until you're honest with me, which is like, fair enough. But it was just like he knew that I was kinky in some way and, you know, kind of figured it out. But he was just very patiently waiting for me to say it. And I tried to like start off easy. I was like, OK, pup play. Everybody knows what that is. Let's start that. And he was like, I find this kind of weird and awkward.
Mm.
Great. We're trying to work up to clowns here, buddy. You got to
pick up the pace a little bit there.
Right, yeah. Oh, and then I introduced ABDL because that has become quite big for me. Because again, ABDL? I thought the diaper boys were cool. Adult baby diaper lovers.
Oh, right.
It just seemed like that was gaining traction. It was becoming popular online. And I was like, huh, the diaper boys seem kind of cool. Like, it was so funny. I was just at an ABDL event and quick tangent. I was talking to somebody there about like how they got into it. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, my story is a bit different because I got into it really late. It wasn't until my 20s. And I just thought it was cool. And he was like, cool. Like I've been embarrassed my whole life since I was a preteen being into this. Cause I just wanted to wear diapers and feel cute. You thought this was cool? I was like, yeah, I thought it was cool. So yeah, I kind of like, you know, and that ties into a lot of humiliation and forced, you know, replay and regression and that kind of thing. So it's very similar to clowning as well. So I broached that with my boyfriend, and he's like, oh yeah, I actually get that a lot more. And I'm like, what the hell? Okay.
Ooh.
You don't get pup play, but you get this? Sure. And then eventually I tell him about the clown thing, and he's like, that's it? Yeah, we can do that anytime. I was like, what are you talking about? That's like who's heard of a clown kink? And he's like, my best friend went to clown college. Oh, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's fine. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh my God. So, you had no reason to hide it from
him. So I kind of credit him with a lot. I have no reason. I know, but I never did. It's not just him. You know, I never had any reason really to hide it from myself, because I've got a friend who, you know, his partner found his like clown Facebook back when that was a thing, and showed his friends, and it was like mortifying for him. And that was the worst thing I could imagine happening to me. And he was like, do you know what? It was absolutely fine. You know, everyone had a laugh for a second. Then they were kind of like, okay, cool. Nobody cared. And nobody really mentioned it again. Every now and again, it's like a fun story to bring up, but like everyone was pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you think about it, are not people I wanted to be friends with.
Good. Yeah. Because when you think about it, this is very like normal. Like really, when you think about it, in terms of like what right. is the spectrum
you
of
normal.
You are normal. Yeah.
You are normal. Like we're all unique, blah, 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 whatever, but also none of us are. Like we're all
you're not that special.
The idea that like, you're not that special. Like, fuck, man. You think that thing you're into is weird? Even if you, statistically impossible, but even if you were like the only person on the planet into this very specific thing, you still wouldn't be that weird. You'd still be a pretty normal person who just got into something unusual, which is basically, I guess, what I did. I don't know.
I think like maybe, you know, not too long ago, I always think of like the very first person to give a blowjob and thought that that was like, you know, a fun idea. Like whoever that was, you're such an innovator. You were like the pioneer of oral sex. For you to be brave enough to put a penis in your mouth, as aggressive as that looked, and you were seen as the weird one, thank you for paving the way all the way up to clown porn and clown sex.
Really funny. My aunt is a journalist and actually once wrote a piece on the history of fellatio.
What? That's so cool. Oh, I want to see that.
It's not in English, but.
Oh my God. That's so cool. The history of fellatio.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like being sucked off whatsoever. But my friend has introduced me to teeth on the dick, and I am into that now. I think that's cool.
You like getting nibbled?
We always think of as like a negative. And yeah. Yeah, that's quite nice. Because my whole thing is I like to be dry. I like, you know, people are like, but like you'll piss in a diaper or take a pie to the face. Those things aren't wet. Those things are soft and squishy. That's not like, they're fluffy. The wetness is a real like, to me. Like, somebody put lube on my dick, and that's like instant boner killer. Like I'm not, I mean, like it's some, you know, to facilitate like fucking, sometimes I have to, you know, put a bit of lube on me, but like pouring it on, like slopping it onto me is like surefire way to
wait,
soften me.
So how do you penetrate if like everything needs to stay dry?
Shove it in. Do you know what? I'm in my service top sort of era, which is really, really fun for me, because I don't remember if we talked about this before, but I used to bottom because to me that was easier than topping, because there was nothing sexy to me about sex. So the idea, I when I was a teenager, I just thought that I had to find a way of getting through vanilla sex. And so I figured there's no way that I will be able to stay aroused enough to top, so I'll just bottom. And I think maybe because I started bottoming earlier, I don't know, it was very easy for me. I never used to use lube. I just Never used to.
How did you get through life?
I don't know. It just, like, it was totally fine. It was never a problem. It only started hurting when I was, like, in my 20s. And then I started using, like, a bit of lube. But then I, like, when I started playing and doing kinky stuff, I started topping and I was like, this is also great. So just now, I just came back from Berlin. And what was really fun is while I was there, I had two people travel to Berlin just to play with me. And they wanted the whole like clown experience. And I kind of got wined and dined, which I very much enjoy.
Wined and dined. Mm, okay, which is nice, girl.
Because these are people I've been talking to for a long time and it was very exciting to finally meet. But it was just kind of crazy to me. I was like, you know that like you two should meet each other. And they were like, one was like arriving as the other one was leaving basically in terms of like timings. And I was like, we could try and meet up. And they were both kind of like, oh yeah, maybe next time, you know, if we have more time, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, clowns, man, they're all so fucking shy. Because nobody's showing them that it's okay to do this. Nobody's showing them that it, like, this is also a valid kink. And like this event that I frequent in Berlin, because I love it there so much and I know everybody. The first few times I went, I was way too shy to wear any of my clown gear. And now every time I do at least one of the events in full clown. This time I did everyday clown. Just because they're cool with it. They love it. Everyone's been encouraging me to do it for ages. I'm finally at the point where I feel confident enough to do it. Finally at the point where I'm confident enough to walk around at, you know, places like Folsom and stuff, because I don't mind being asked questions. I don't mind getting, you know, looks, whatever. I want people to see it because I want people to know it's okay. I never really wanted to be like, you know, this person because I really resented the idea that I had to be. There is no fucking male clown porn, like, anywhere on the internet. I know every single one. Then basically never has been. There has been some stuff that's been like permanently removed, and anything that was up like immediately gets removed. It's so crazy. Loads of female clown porn. Loads of it. Like absolute buckets of it. It's so weird. So I never wanted to make my own just because I had to, and I'm really happy now that I am in a place where this is what I want to do, and I want to make loads of clown porn, and I want to make loads of clown porn so that the people who don't want to make clown porn don't have to. Because that was me. I was like, oh, why should I have to? And like literally as a teenager, I would Google like clown porn all the fucking time, and I couldn't fucking find any. And I had to lobby for some. There was one that got taken down, and I had to like, I wrote in being like, can you please put this back up? And then there was another one that was on a site. It was one of those like clips for sale or something. And for some reason that file, like it was advertised, but the file wasn't there. And it was just stuff like that. I always had to fight to see the clown porn. And I don't know, it's so weird that there's this thing about it. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's an element of misogyny in the industry where it's like there's something very humiliating about the role that it's okay to put a woman in it but not a man. I don't know, but very weird.
Yeah, I mean, like,
not enough clown porn.
Not enough
more clown porn.
Yeah, but that's such a strange kind of double standard, because I agree with what you say that like maybe there is an element of misogyny that like, okay, women can be doing this and that, but like guys can't. And I don't know if that kind of borders into like, I don't know, homophobia or kink shaming.
Probably. I don't know. Because I think there's also this image of like, especially in like gay porn, that there is this image of what is quote unquote sexy, which to me, there is nothing so like there's nothing more unsexy, right? It's like having this you know, handsome person who's taking themselves very seriously and is trying very hard to fit into an aesthetic box is so unappealing to me. That makes me like legit laugh. That makes me be like, okay. So there's a few porns where the guy is like made up as a clown and the storyline is like, oh, it's a, you know, there's one where it's a party clown. There's one where it's two clowns at the circus. And they immediately wipe the makeup off as soon as they start.
Like Mulan fucking. Style, just like half.
Like Mulan style, like literally like swipe it and then cut to their clean faces. And then it's a normal porn. And I'm like, you just wiped away the sexy part and you took off the, like that was the sexy part because that was like, oh, look at these bozos. Like they don't mind being weird and silly. And now it's just like these people who are like, look how sexy we are. And you know, I'm like, fuck yeah. You, man.
And there's so many
keep
porn.
The nose on.
There's so much porn that involves like cosplay too. Like I was just scrolling through porn and like, oh, okay, there's the Flash XXX parody, the Justice League. And like, well, what makes
the clown- Joker porn, the yeah. little that there is, the only like things really in that, I like the Joker and I like the Penguin. I think they're very sexy. And they're like relegated to the sidelines or they're not really in it or they're not allowed to be a part of it. There is big inspiration of mine. Ouchie the Clown was a porn clown. He was like so fucking cool. And you'd often see him at like events in the Bay Area and Folsom and that kind of thing. Like he'd beat people and stuff. And he was always made up as a clown. And there is a porn called Cirque Noir, which has one clown segment in it for which Ouchie the Clown and this other guy who's made up as a full clown bring an audience member onto the stage. Big, big classic fantasy like for clown play. So I'm very excited, right? And they basically don't let Ouchie near the guy. Like he kind of just jerks off to the side. And it's really frustrating because I'm like, I don't know. I still felt this overarching porn industry standard of, oh, that's not quote unquote sexy enough. And we're doing a circus theme. So we'll allow it like the smallest modicum of weirdness, but we're not going to go, you know, balls to the wall. Like, I don't know. Listen, if you want to put some money towards a really good OnlyFans. Oh God, what's his name? I only know his clown name. Dickie the Clown. What's his name? Oh, hang on. I need to actually find it.
The disservice, the disrespect, Barney. Oh my
yeah.
God.
hang on. What is his name?
Or people can subscribe to your OnlyFans.
They totally can. It's the same handle as my Twitter, which is @tstota.
If you want to find clown porn.
And yeah, it's my Just For Fans. I don't really post to there anymore. So like people should bother me. People should like poke me and be like, you need to post because I have a fucking catalog of clown porn that I haven't posted. Oh, fuck. What? Dick Savvy.
Yeah.
I would check out Dick Savvy on OnlyFans because he has, I would say, the best clown porn. That and there is one called Thugsy's Bitch, which is on Treasure Island Media. That one is really fucking good. There's that and Dick Savvy does Dickie the Clown where he gets kidnapped by clowns, bound by balloons. They all fuck and then he turns into a clown. It's fucking great.
Wow.
Yeah, there's really not much. There's one that's like quite old with a mime and that's kind of, yeah, that's kind of it.
I was wondering that actually, like does the coulrophilia extend to like the stereotypical look of a mime, like white and black and white, like a shirt?
Kind of. I mean, for some people, I like the nose. The nose is really big for me. I think there's something about it that's like, you know, they call it the world's smallest mask, but it's just, you can't avoid it. When you're wearing it, you can always see it and you're just aware that everybody can see it and it's unavoidable. And it's like, haha. That to me is very sexy. And I like bulbous stuff. So like big shoes, big belly, all that kind of stuff, big hands, whatever. And then like funny noises, honks and farts and whoopee cushions and you know, that kind of thing. Absolutely.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
My chlamydia, I just made him come.
But it's crazy. I don't know why there isn't like clown porn. There is Fleshpot Films in the UK did one, which is, they don't have noses, so it's, you know, but it's still, it's good. It's cool. It's like evil clowns at the circus molesting the janitor. Cool. I think I might film something with them, which I'm very excited about. But yeah, like I couldn't even give people money to do it. So there's a few people who, I'm not going to name names, but there's a few people who do this kind of thing as a couple. this happened with more than one of a couple. I, you know, offered, because they, you know, offer like custom commissions or whatever. And I asked if I could just have the one guy. And they were like, yeah, we thought about it, but we've just decided, nah. I was like, I can't even give you money? Like, what? And they were like, yeah, we just have like, because they're very popular. And they were like, we don't need your cash. But what they said kind of really irked me, because they said, I was speaking to the lady, she was organizing it. And she just said, yeah, we just don't really see a market for it. And I was like,
what?
I'm here, like, trying to give you money, telling you there's a market for it, and you're literally refusing it, which is kind of surprising to me.
There's a market for every kind of kink or fetish.
There's a market for every kind of kink and every kind of porn. And listen, I will make it. Like, if you want me to do something weird, I will do it. I'm available for commissions. Oh, by the way, I'm also a fetish artist. If you would like me to draw you something funky,
hey.
Cool, I do everything under the sun. You can contact me on Twitter at tstoder.
That's all going to be in the show
or
notes.
Via email. good. But yeah, I'm available for sessions and stuff. I'm doing a session that I've recently got hired to do by somebody who really nice guy, very shy. Who just wants to get pied by a clown. And that's, a lot of people are into kind of the wet and messy side of things, and clowning kind of contextualizes that. So they like the idea of being a clown's like victim and stuff like that. I do audio files as well. I did like a Joker one recently, which was a lot of fun. I got to be really weird.
A Joker is like, why so serious?
Oh yeah, it was creepy. I'm not gonna do the voice, ooh, but it was creepy, because they wanted it to be. But like, you know, there are people who will do this kind of thing, and I'm one of them. But yeah, it's kind of surprising to me that there isn't more. Well, I think all it will take is a couple people, you know, doing it in a bigger spotlight for it to kind of catch on. Because that's what happens with kink. I mean, we all look at each other's kinks and find a way into them, which is something I love. Discovering that I'm a complete kink sponge and can be into anything is so exciting to me, because I never saw myself like that. I thought I had this one kink and it's super weird. It's the only thing that gets me off. How will I go through life? And then as soon as I was like, yeah, I'm going to accept the fact that I'm a... Whoops. Nope. Accept the fact that I'm a weird clown fucker. Then all of a sudden the kink floodgates opened, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm a massive pain pussy, but I can be into getting beaten. All you got to do is make it funny, man. You make it funny and I suddenly flip. And I love having friends that are into corrupting me, because they'll say, you know, some dark, you know, like serious hardcore shit that I kind of look at and go, wow, that's fucked up. And then they make it funny or silly, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, now it's hot. All they had to do was make it playful, and now I find it hot. So I mean, and I think there is a fear thing as well. It's funny, like, a lot of people might say, oh, you know, people are scared of clowns. I think that's the same fucking thing. It's just, you know, they touch, it's opposite sides of like the same glass that they're touching, really. Because I used to find puppets and marionettes and that kind of thing really, really creepy. And then I went back and watched the old like Goosebumps episodes that traumatized me as a kid.
The one, like, with, oh, the wait, dummy that comes to life. Oh my God.
Absolutely fucking terrifying. Yep. And I watched that, and I was like, oh, as an adult, this isn't scary. It's kind of sexy. And now all I want is to be turned into a puppet. And I've done loads of sessions where I've been a marionette, or I once was at an event where I was dressed up as a leather cowboy with a string. I had like a cord around my neck that went down my back, and I wasn't allowed to talk unless somebody pulled it, and the whole night. And I did a session with like being strung up, having my owner's name written on the bottom of my foot.
Oh, like Woody.
Like Woody, and
reach for the sky.
Yeah. Oh, and just like, all that puppet stuff, It's the same, you know, kind of clowny thing. It's just more objectification. That's my version of GIMP. Like, I don't really get
I'm glad that yet, you had the string one as opposed to like being a hand puppet where somebody would fist you until they reach your mouth and then.
When I say I have a puppet thing, people always go, "Oh, you're into fisting," and I'm like, "No, a puppet thing." Like, I want to be a puppet. Like, draw lines on all my joints and pose me and strip me and dress me up and then play with me and then put me back in the toy box when you're done with me, and it can have fondle holes, like, you know, touch here and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Like, put me in the toy box with all the toys.
That's amazing. I love sex when it's funny. I mean, I use sex as a way to practice my stand-up routine. No, I don't. It's in the middle of getting penetrated, I'm like, so what's the deal with airplane food?
I mean, honestly, like, I love funny sex. I've got a really good story of when my partner and I first started sleeping together, and this is like, you know, my days of just bottoming to get through vanilla sex, and feigning arousal is never if you're faking it, like, you shouldn't be there. Like, don't be doing that, because anyway. But he pulled out of me and I was on all fours, and he leant forward, and the force with which he pulled out of me, air just left my butt, and I basically farted in his face. And I'm like 18. I'm, you know, so insecure, crippling anxiety. I was mortified and I froze. And he just pretended it hadn't happened and, you know, carried on. And then when we went to sleep, under the covers, he just lifted his leg and farted on me. And it was just this playful, like, thing where he was like, yeah, that did happen and it's fine. You know, he was like, we all do, you know, I don't know. It was just, it was so stupid and silly. And we just laughed, you know, it was just like, yeah, actually that's not a big deal. And that doesn't matter. And now that I'm into fart sex, let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, like,
no, it's good.
It's you all make silly. Fun of it.
Yeah. I was once topping this guy, and then he didn't rinse out too much, like, and it didn't bother me, but it bothered him. So I was like,
hey, hi, hello, never done that.
Never happened before, huh? Wow, so special.
right? I don't know, man. Look, I've had this chat with a lot of different people, like, and I've had people like rim me and stuff, and I'm like, are you sure? You know, like, I've showered, whatever, but like, I haven't shoved water up there. And they're like, yeah, it's like totally clean. So I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. No, but for this guy, he was like panicking because he was like, oh no, I'm so sorry, I didn't rinse out. And I was like, no, that's totally fine. I'm just going to get some baby wipes and continue. But nice to know that you had steak and corn for lunch.
Well, like, look, bodies are weird. And I think this thing of being, first of all, the idea, the reason I haven't is not because, like, I don't want to. I just, A, hadn't heard of it. And then when I had, and because it just was never an issue, so no one brought it up. And then by the time I had heard of it, I was like, how do you time that with sex? Like, I've never had sex that wasn't spontaneous. You know what I mean? And I'm not going out planning to have sex, because then it's like I'm hoping for something that might not happen, which is just like not how I like to do things. And also for me, I don't know if someone's sexy until I get to like talking to them, and I don't know if I want to have sex with them if I don't also want to like hang out with them and have a laugh with them and whatever. So nothing about that to me made any sense, and I'm like, it would have to be very serendipitous timing. But I've got a friend who was so self-conscious about it, and I think possibly might overdo it sometimes, which is not good for you. But he was super self-conscious and he was really nervous and he wanted me to top him. But I was like, dude, I really don't care. Like, it's not an issue. Like, I'm going to slap on a condom. Who cares? And he was like, I would just feel better if I did. And I was like, okay,
sure.
I think there is a real thing where people are like, yeah, I don't know.
They get an ick.
They're like, yeah. And it's like, we don't need to be putting that much pressure on yourself. Because also, really the kind of person, if you're the kind of person who'd be like, dude, what the hell?
You're not mature enough for Ava.
You're not mature enough to be having sex. Like if you're going to fuck somebody, but you have a problem with like their butt, that a part of their body smelling like it's supposed to, like, come on. Expected them to do a bunch of work before they
grow up,
and you were just going to do nothing. Like, yeah, come on. Fuck that.
That's so stupid.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to shit myself
right now,
which was something we talked about.
Oh,
I think I'm going to shit myself. No. Yeah, that's like the final frontier for me, and it's been a big limit for a long time, and I've blasted through all my limits by making them like big group, like public fear play sessions. And so I think I'm going to do that with it, because it's finally gotten to the point where I'm like, I think I'm ready. And it's probably going to be like every other limit I had where I'm like, oh, that's not a big deal. So
yeah, it should never
although
be a big
I said,
deal.
Nothing's a big deal. And like, it can, you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you, but it's like, don't be afraid of things, because that's how, you know, we get kind of unnecessarily
tense.
Judgmental. But I do think, right, you don't want to be tense. But I talk about this being like the final frontier, you know, the shit. And I've got a friend who's, he's a slave, but he also plays with slaves. But he's into very, very extreme total power exchange, permanent marks kind of thing. And scat is part of that. And, you know, he's sort of like my measuring stick for like how crazy I'm not. So I say this is the final frontier. And he's like, oh, well, there's always the next one. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, once you've done this, there'll be a whole another set of things. You know, like
keeps going and
eating
going.
It. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. Like, and then, you know, like then he teases me. He's like, oh, you know, well, I mean, if you think that's too much for you. And I'm like, no, I'll do it. He's like, yeah, sure you will. Sure you will. Maybe we just need to make it funny. You know, maybe we just need to be like, ha ha, the clown's eating shit. And I'm like, fuck.
Just one door after another. Oh, fucked. My God. That's, well, if people are going to take away anything from this conversation, it's that all this is fucking normal. This is literally
You're not that weird.
You're not that weird. You're not that special. Get the fuck over yourself and then just keep it moving. But Varney, before we like leave the people wondering and pondering on their sexuality, it's like, oh my God, am I actually like this? Do you mind?
People are going to turn this off and have to take like a nap, I think.
Yeah, they're going to have an existential crisis. Do you want to play like a little game with me?
I love games. I'm a clown.
Exactly. This is why I thought that this would be great for you. So do you guys have like HGTV in the UK or like some sort of DIY type of channel? Like anything that's about renovations and like,
oh,
home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sort of like we have, home improvement shit. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So this game is called Home or Homo, where I'm going to give you titles and you're going to have to guess whether it's a DIY program, home, or a gay porn, homo.
Cool. Okay.
They are very similar.
I think I can do this.
Right. So for example,
how much gay porn have
like,
I consumed in my life? Very little.
Exactly.
But I'll try.
So, so like for example, if I gave you the title gut job.
Gut job? That's a porn.
No, it's HGTV.
That's
it's
disgusting.
Home.
America,
no. Network show.
That's not allowed. That's not it's a family not. Show.
No, it is. It's a gut job. So that's just an example.
God. And it's
going to be like this, okay? So the first title I have for you. We'll see. The first title I have for you is called Mountain Getaway.
I want that to be home.
You want it to be home?
Go live in the mountains. I want it to be home. I just think that's a boring name for a title. Mountain Getaway.
Well, I hate to disappoint, but it is.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, so this is what I mean about the porn. They all look the same.
They do.
Like,
what? Shirtless men in jeans, and they're all way too happy to be there.
They're all way too happy to be there. They're all white. They all have, like, abs, which, like,
yeah.
Look, if you're into that, you're into that. But, like, that's not the standard, or it doesn't have to be.
No.
And they're all in jeans.
For whatever reason, the description is like six muscle guys make their way to Tahoe for a few days that they won't.
To Tahoe? Yeah. Yeah. To Tahoe? Over the...
Of all the places, right?
Like, you're going to Tahoe for gay sex? You're going to Tahoe for skiing and learning about the Donner Party cannibalizing each other. You're not going to Tahoe for fucking... All right.
Yeah. It's weird. Okay. Next title. Next title is called Passport to Paradise.
Oh, Passport to Paradise. That's homo. That's gays.
Oh, yeah.
That's gays in France. That's gays in France. Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
It's See, very. Look,
this guy's like not like 100% white, I would say. At least, maybe. Otherwise, this could have been one of those people. But they're also making quota. It like he's against tiles. Is it the diversity quota? Because this looks like Turkey. I mean, this doesn't look like. This looks like we're not quite committing to Middle Eastern, but we're sort of giving you a vague. Like this could even be Greece. Like
racially ambiguous.
Racially ambiguous. We're sort of Raging Stallion Studios. Yeah. Disc set? How two old discs. Is this?
It's two a DVD.
Can you imagine putting a DVD and watching the whole fucking thing for porn?
Yeah.
Oh, the only time funny. I've done that is when I was literally a child and me and my friend found the porn channel and there was a film of a Scooby-Doo porn and we were engrossed in the... Because they kept swapping. It was Let's Split Up Gang and then like... Fred and Velma would fuck and Shaggy and Daphne would fuck and then they would swap, they'd split up gang and then bump into the other two and then they would fuck and then I think Velma and Daphne fuck. I don't think the boys ever did. I don't
that remember. Would make more sense because Velma is very much a queer person.
Mm. Also, why was I watching porn with my friend? One for the therapist. That's just what, for some reason, we just thought that's what boys did.
Just jacking it to each other. That's what the
boys at my school. No,
it's a bonding like experience.
No, just like watching it and being like, "Oh, there's boobs." You know what I mean? It was just like, and I remember thinking, "None of this is interesting," but pretending that it was.
It can be like, a bonding experience between boobs, guys, man. Though.
Jacking it, yeah, of course it can.
Yeah, just masturbating. Okay, got a few more to go. Let's see if I can make this more difficult for you. We'll see. The next title I have for you is called Brother versus Brother.
Oh, porn. For sure.
Oh, I
know. Brother versus it Brother?
It's a show on HGTV. Yeah.
Well, that just sounds boring.
The Property Brothers. Yeah. Have you heard of the Property Brothers, Drew and Jonathan Scott?
I have not, but they sound very boring. Very boring.
They have way too many TV shows. Yeah, this, the twins.
This? They have a TV show?
Yeah.
People watch them for fun?
Yes.
These are fun people? They're all wearing jeans. What is it with the jeans? Everyone's wearing jeans. These ones just have shirts on. They look like the most bland milquetoast, beige, vanilla... like I would imagine that they would tell me what kind of car they have and expect me to understand. They would talk about their Subaru.
I've got a Ford F-150.
Yeah, and they'd be like, "Hey, this one time, this chick gave me a lap dance," and they would think that's like salacious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, she wanted me to call her daddy. Whoa.
But the running joke with the Property Brothers is that it is very homoerotic because they're twins and they always like, you know.
Because they're twins. Yeah. You know how you know how
twincest
homosexuals,
you know how twincest
are.
Works. I used to date another Filipino guy, and he was a lot older. And just to tease him, when we're eating at the restaurant, I would tell the server, "Oh, my dad will pay for the bill."
And he gets so offended. I do that all the time, all the time. I call everybody who looks slightly older than me. I call them dad in public,
dad.
Just to make them uncomfortable.
Hi, yeah. Dad.
Dad. Stop slipping into my arms.
Embarrassing me.
Dad, stop fucking me under the table.
Yeah, stop grabbing my car. Like a regular person on the table.
I don't want to wear the horse mask today. Anyway, not what's today, next? Dad.
All right, so the next one I have here is called Trade Show.
I'm going to say the porns seem to have shit titles. So this sounds like, I mean, Trade Show sounds like it can only be the HGTV thing, but I'm going to go with Homo because I think porn title choosers are insane.
Yeah, you're right. It is gay
what
porn.
What the fuck are you talking about? Trade Show. Like, what does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. Oh, I like the poster, though. The guy with the box. Because he looks like he's having a good time. The others are just grinning with, like, dead eyes.
Yeah, when you look
at
it,
the naked body is just not the one. Next.
No. But real quick, this is a really funny description. It's all hands on dick when it comes to pulling out the perfect trade show. So roll up your sleeves and put some sweat into it. Like,
what the
really?
Fuck is a trade show?
So, like, a trade show is like, if you go to a convention or something, vendors from that same sort of...
Oh, what do we call
exactly.
that? I don't even know what we call that.
Yeah. I don't know, like a Comic-Con like there's an adult festival and then there's different like sex stores.
Teach chocolate making classes for a living. So I've actually done one of those where it was like a big food expo thing and we were one of the chocolate booths.
Ooh, fun. Sticky.
Yeah, really, right. Really dislike chocolate now.
The last one I have for you is beautification. And that's beautification spelled with a B-U-T-T.
B-U-T-T.
T, beautification.
So buttification.
Yeah, let me... Yeah, so B-U-T-T-E. F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N.
I mean, knowing that it's spelt butt suggests that it's porn. But if I've learned anything, it's that the cable network execs making these decisions are either blithely unaware of anything in the world and have never been outside, or are horny, filthy bastards. I think this is like a family show, and they're calling it beautification and spelling it butt for no reason.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's a home television. Yeah, beautification.
Why? Also, that's spelt like butetification. What is this?
Butetification.
So, she's fried.
There's a small town in Montana in America called Butte.
I don't know what Butte is.
No, so there's a small town called Butte in the state of Montana in America.
Oh, Butte. Yeah. Like Butte.
Butte. Like tification. Yeah.
Oh, it's Butte.
Exactly. So I think it's safe to say that there is no winner in this game. We're all losers because we are going to be subjected to shitty porn titles and shitty HGTV shows. Anyways, speaking of shit, Barney, can you please make like a butt and plug away anything you want the chlamydiots to find?
Okay, chlamydiots. You can find me on Twitter. It's currently the best place to find me. You can also find me on Blue Sky and on Just for Fans, all under the same handle, @tstota. And if you would like to get in touch for an art commission or for a session, you can email me at mst.artshop@gmail.com. And I am the host of the Big Top podcast, which will be returning on Tuesday, the 13th of February for season 3. You can listen wherever you like to listen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that great stuff. And also, I love hearing people's weird, wacky, kinky stories. So if you want to send in a freaky sex story, please feel free. And I might just read it on the podcast. You can send that to either email, but preferably the bigtop.pod@gmail.com. That's the bigtop.pod@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. Was that good?
Thanks for listening to the Sex Ed with Tim podcast. Sex Ed with Tim is created and produced by me, Tim Lagman. Music is Aces High by Kevin MacLeod. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at GaySlutClown and at Sex Ed with Tim. You can also like and follow me on the Sex Ed with Tim Facebook page. If you enjoyed the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for all your support, you dirty little slut. Mwah.